We're off now to a dairy farm near Opanaki in Taranaki to meet Andy Whitehead. Andy milks a mixed herd. 50% are Kiwi cross cows, 20% Jersey, 20% Friesian, and 5% are Ayrshire. The remainder of the cows fall into the other category. One breed is quite rare.
We experiment with quite a few different breeds. So, yes, we've got some Guernseys and some Brown Swiss, and of course the Lackenvelder, the Dutch Belted, which are my favourites.
The Lackenvelder looks a bit like a Belted Galloway, but it's got a wider stripe.
The Belted Galloway is a beef breed that was... So the King of Scotland went to visit Holland back in the 1600s or something and seen these beautiful striped cows, and he wanted some. So he took a bull from the Netherlands back to Scotland and crossed over his Black Galloway, so the cows of Galloway, and created the Belted Galloway. So the Belted Galloway originates from this, but this is the milking version, so this is the original Dutch Belted milking cow.
Why do you experiment with different breeds?
I don't know. You just got to keep life a little bit interesting, I think. Variety's the spice of life, they tell me. So hence the red one. We've crossed a Lackenvelder over a Ayrshire, and we've come up with a red and white striped cow, which, it's pretty cool.
So, yeah, she's lovely.
Yep.
What do you like about the Lackenvelder?
I like the colour is the number one standout. You can just see them from a great distance. They've got really nice temperament. We don't just keep them just because they look good. They also have to be productive animals.
What is their production like?
So they are an average cow, but we do cross them over some of our top, Kiwi cross, so Jersey Friesian cross. And so we're getting quite good results. I've just been checking in there today, and they're certainly above the average of the herd.
So of all the breeds that you have, which is your best producer?
The best producer is actually a cross of the Jersey and the Friesian. So if you get that right, you get the Kiwi cross, you get the production of the Friesian and the fat content or the solid content of a Jersey. And so they're pretty hard to beat. Of the straight breed cows, it varies. But we have Ayrshires because they're the longer performing. Like the Ayrshires, they may not be the best cow in the herd, but we have one Ayrshire cow who's 18 years old. We've retired original cow that was given to us when we started share milking. And so she's 18 years old.
She's going to live out her days here.
She's going to live out her days here. And I just hope that she can get to 21, because I will scull a yardie of milk if she gets to 21. So, but we'll have to wait and see.
They're quite tall, are they, the Lackenvelders?
Yep, so the true Lackenvelder is a big, solid, almost a Holstein Friesian breed of cow.
Now, you've got some here and their stripes. They've got one big, wide stripe that goes all the way around.
Yep.
But this one over here looks like she's got a white saddle on.
Yes, so there is... The white stripe is a very strong genetic... trait, and so it will come through. And so that particular cow there with a part stripe, she would be maybe 1/8. Right. So the stripe just stays in, the gene stays in the system for a very, very long time. But unfortunately they don't look quite as cool as the full stripe.
So you do get quite a few with that saddle.
Yeah, just because they're not being bred to a Lackenvelder, and getting the straws at the moment with my Bovis has been a little bit more tricky over the last couple of years.
Are there any Lackenvelder bulls in New Zealand?
There must be somewhere. I mean, LIC, no offence to LIC, anybody's listening from LIC, but they tend to have a slightly higher focus on the financial benefits of genetic gain, and so a stripe gives you no financial benefit, so LIC don't see it as a priority to include Lackenvelders as an option to buy from their bull catalogue.
What's the nature of a Brown Swiss?
Brown Swiss, They're one of those cows that's very, very friendly at the front end, so you can pat them and cuddle them, and got really nice personality. But when they come in, they tended to be a little bit more lighter with their feet.
But they might give you a kick in the shed.
Yeah. I'm trying to say that really, really politely without saying yeah. Yeah, so no.
And what was the other one that you have in here?
So Guernseys is the other one. Guernseys, we've only got two in the herd. But they, both of those are just beautiful, placid, friendly cows. So, yeah, we'll definitely be trying some more of those as well. Certainly a variety. I think we've got one Shorthorn in there as well. So that's another breed I didn't mention. Yeah. I think our record for different breeds of bull on one day through AB was 8. That's not different bulls, that's actual different breeds of cow.
Are any of these pets in here? Can you go up to any of them?
I can definitely go up to that one sitting down there, Jackie. That's our Ayrshire. She is another school calf. Not all of our cows will let you pat them, but there is a huge amount that will let you give them a scratch or a cuddle or when you walk through them. This is Jackie.
Hello, Jackie. She's not at all bothered by you.
One thing that is probably the worst thing about being a farmer is when one of your cows has reached the end of her life. So there's been a few tearful moments. Just earlier this year we had Destiny. She was the one that we had to get put down. And Snow was another cow. Chicky, Granny, the original Granny. They're all cows that have never left the farm and never will. They're buried and a few flowers planted on top of them.
So do you know anything else about the history of the Lachenwelder?
So the Lachenwelder, the original, you know, Dutch immigrants that moved to America, that was something they took with them, and they've taken it all around the world. So, yeah, so the Dutch took it with them, and that's where the best semen comes from, is America, not the Netherlands, because it's sort of lost as a pure breed in the Netherlands, but they kept it going really strong in America, which is great for those that want to keep the breed alive. I know the Rare Breed Society are doing all they can to preserve the breed in New Zealand.
Do you know what Lachenwelder means?
Lachenwelder simply means a white blanket or a white sheet, which describes the cow with a stripe over her back. One of our Lachenwelders got out on the road, and the tanker driver rung up and said they'd seen this calf with a cover on, so it must be a school calf that's escaped. But no, it was simply one of our Lachenwelder cows with the white stripe that he'd seen, and mistaken it for a white blanket. And one other thing we have done is used food colouring to make the white stripe yellow, and that was to represent the Taranaki rugby team in the Ramfili Shield Challenge when they were playing the Ramfili Shield games.
How many bottles did you need?
Actually, we used quite a few. Wanted to use something that wasn't going to affect the cow at all, so painting the whole white side of her yellow. So, food colouring was the best option. But, yeah, I think we went through 6 bottles of food colouring in a little squeezy bottle. But it looked really cool.
Taranaki rugby supporter and dairy farmer Andy Whitehead.